the meaning of Islam. Islam is an Arabic term to surrender to God. Some say to surrender to the will of God. We don't say that because everything surrenders to the will of God. This is not something voluntary. If God wills something, then you have to surrender to the will of God. But we might say to surrender to the legislative will of God. Things in which God gave you the choice, either to accept or not to accept. So to surrender to God voluntarily means to worship none but God. That is the meaning of the Arabic expression, La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this sense, Islam is not the is not only the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the religion of all prophets, from Adam to Noah to Abraham, his sons, to Moses, to Jesus, and the last of those prophets is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why in Islam, in the Quran, all these prophets are described as being Muslims, people who surrender themselves to God. And not only the prophets, but also those who followed them and accepted their message are also Muslims. So Islam is the universal message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to all his prophets. And that is why you find similarities between the messages of the prophets. In fact, Islam is not only the religion of human beings, it is the religion of the whole universe. Everything is a Muslim. The moon is surrenders itself to God, the sun surrenders itself to God, the earth, everything, every creation is a Muslim. So a Muslim, a human being, lives in a world that loves him, that is endeared to him, because they all of them share this quality of being people or things that surrender themselves to the Creator. So this is the basic meaning of Islam. And to surrender yourself to God by not worshipping anything except Him is to, for example, love no one as you love God. So worshipping is not confined, as many people might think, is not confined to things like prayer or making pilgrimage. No, it includes love. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are some people who take some things as partners to God and love them as they love God. You see, He didn't say they don't love God. They love Him. But if you love Jesus, for example, as you love God, then you are making Jesus a partner of God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept this. To surrender yourself to God is to worship, is to love no one as you love Him. You love your children, you love your wife, you love your friends or so on, but your love to all these people and all other things must be less than your love to God. Also, obedience. Only God should be obeyed in the absolute sense of the word. Our obedience to everyone else is conditional. I obey my parents. I am required by my religion to obey my parents. But my obedience to them is conditional upon they obeying what God says. So if they tell me, if my parents or the my boss or my ruler tells me to do something which I know is against what God says, I give priority to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I don't obey them. So obedience is, in the absolute sense, is to God only. One might say, so why do we obey prophets like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We obey them because Allah told them to obey them, told us to obey them, and because He is sure that whatever they tell us is what He is telling us. So had it not been for this, we would have treated them just as we treat other human beings. But because God made them infallible in conveying His message to us, and He told us to obey them, that is why we obey them. We do not, our obedience to them is because God told us to obey them. Now, we use the word Allah. Many people in the West think that Allah is the particular or the special God of the Muslims, as if we have a special God called Allah. This is not true. Allah is the Arabic word for God. God, the creator of everything, the one who has all the attributes of perfection, the all-knowing, the all-merciful, the wise, the just, and so on. This is the God in whom we believe, and this is the God whom we call Allah. So Allah is not a special God of the Muslims. In fact, the Arabs, even before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to use the word Allah, but they used to worship idols and so on with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to say that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The English speaking and the Arabic speaking Christians and Jews, to the surprise of many people in the West, they also use the word Allah. Christians, Arabic-speaking Christians, don't use the word God. They say Jesus is the Son of Allah. And the Jews also use the word Allah. So the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not the special God of the Muslims. He is the creator of the world, and that is why there is some we share with the Christians and Jews and even some people who have no book, we share with them the basic concept of the creator, and that is why we can argue with them. If someone tells me that he believes in the Creator, and he believes that there is a God who created the whole world, and that is what I call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am ready to use, when I speak, I am ready to use the word that is equivalent to God, that the person whom I am addressing also uses. So we want to emphasize this fact. Islam, as in the very general sense, one of all prophets. In the special sense, it is the religion, it is the final, it is God's final message to humanity. After every prophet in the past, God sent another prophet. And He used to send different prophets to different regions of the world. Because at that time, communication between different regions of the world was difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His mercy to people, He used to send different prophets to different people of the world at the same time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that our world will be what we describe as the global village. And as a global village, it needs only one prophet. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad as that final prophet with the basic message, and that was sent to other prophets, but with the details and legislations that are more perfect than any to which he revealed to prophets before him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.